What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
People got a little bit mad that I was getting ahead of myself yesterday talking about potential playoff rotations for the San Diego Padres.
I laughed so hard.
The same people probably not love this conversation
either.
Just,
it's hard to follow all your rules.
It is hard. That's the thing. No one's mad that you're doing that.
I'm mad at myself. I want to be a rule follower.
Can I just push back a little bit? I did not try to establish rules for everybody else. Woods tried to force me to obey his rules of cheering at the trade deadline.
I just felt
uncomfortable guttural screaming a trade deadline.
Remember,
I wasn't telling anybody else necessarily how to fan. I think Woods was telling me
fan. I just was going to let one rip for like, you know, just to get everybody in a good positive mood. Turns out my radio instincts were right, as the general manager was also looking for the same.
He was.
The same thing. And it was just weird to be shut down by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was a little odd.
This is purely an intellectual exercise, not a state of fandom right now.
Intellectual conversation.
But yesterday,
this is just in case,
Major League Baseball announced the schedule for the postseason coming up. You know, just American League Wild Card A, American League Wild Card B. We have no idea which teams will be performing. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd are the best of three wild card series.
Okay.
And, you know, hopefully, if everything goes really well, the Padres don't have to play in those at all, but that's the schedule for them. If the Padres are hosting or on the road, if they make the playoffs, those are the wild card series. What was interesting to me, though, about the schedule is that in the division series, the NL division series, both of them have the same schedule. Game one is Saturday, October 4th. But then game two is not the next day on Sunday. They don't like to do the four games all in the same day against NFL games. So you have an off day for game two in the National League this year. And game two would be on that Monday night. And then Tuesday would be a travel day. And game three would not be until Wednesday. So game three Wednesday, game four on Thursday, then another travel day. And game five, if necessary, would be the following Saturday. With so many off days in the division series, the San Diego Padres in particular, with their bullpen, would be a very, very difficult matchup for any team, knowing Mike Schilt would not have to really hold back anybody on any day. You could pitch every single one of those bullpen members
in
every single game of a division series with that many off days. Only five games over 8 days.
Yeah, man.
Every single one of them could pitch five games in 8 days with really not breaking a sweat.
I mean, how great is it to tell Dylan Cease or Nicky P, can you go empty the tank for 9 outs?
Right.
Can you give me 9 outs
four
today?
Maybe
12.
If you're feeling really good.
Can you give me 12 outs today? Yeah, I got you, Skip. I got you for 12. All right, great. You know, and then you ride. And it's a formula that worked for the LA Dodgers last year. Without that many off days, it sets up
now,
a lot better.
Now, when you get to the seven-game series, like the LCS, is back to the 2-3-2 format. And just as we saw with the Dodgers last year, they couldn't manage it all the way through.
So
they had to punt a couple of games because they didn't have the bullpen arms necessary. And they made that work. And, you know, Mike Schilt would then have to be, if they got that far, he'd have to, of course, manage the bullpen again.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't say, okay, well, we got 3 days and three games. I'm going everybody for three straight. That was no longer possible. But again, we see in the regular season, like the last couple of days, how Mike Schilt has managed the bullpen and trading off days between, you know, Estrada and Adam and Morejon and Miller. And someone always seems to get a rest, or two guys always get a rest. Mason Miller has had a couple of days rest now. Now, they used Robert Suarez twice in a row. I'm sure he's going to be down today, but you've got Mason Miller. You've got Jeremiah Estrada, who didn't pitch yesterday. You always seem to have, in the regular season, a couple of really fresh, good arms for you at the back end of your bullpen.
Yeah, it's excellent. And again, if it all works out, you know, according to plan, it will be purely that was a strategy. That was, we all sat and questioned, you know, why are we adding to what is already a strength when we have so many other needs? And that's before those other needs were addressed. And then you look at the whole package and you go, oh, so we did address catcher, we did address bench, we did address left field, and we also added to this position of strength that makes us so much better. So much better. But in the first couple of moves, you went, what are we doing? You know, why are we putting a brand new windshield wipers on this beater car right now? Like, we've already got good windshield wipers. Let's add to, you know, let's get new tires. Let's get a new engine. Well, we got it all. We got the tires. We got the engine. We got the windshield wipers. We got everything we needed.
You also have the possibility, not a guarantee, but adding a Joe Musgrove to your bullpen,
yeah,
in the
potentially.
Postseason. And apparently they have another left-handed reliever that we have not heard about.
Oh, we've before. Heard about him.
We've heard about him.
Just
we just
didn't know.
Didn't realize he was available to pitch left-handed. Did everybody see the video that Ruben Niebla posted yesterday of Yu Darvish throwing in the pen? And you, I think I saw you post it from Ruben first, and you said something like, it was amazing, or going like, what am I watching? This is I'm watching it, I'm going, Yu Darvish is throwing a bullpen. There's nothing, what's so spectacular about this? And I keep looking at it, and I'm going, yeah, it's you. He's throwing nice and easy. Oh, he's throwing the day after a start. That's weird. I guess, oh, I mean, he's just, well, guy's in really good shape, especially for his age. What am I watching? And then finally it dawned on me. Dude is throwing left-handed in the bullpen, like smoothly. Like, he looks like a major league pitcher, but throwing left-handed. That was unbelievable.
It was incredible.
It was unbelievable.
And looked like he threw about 90.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy gas.
Free and easy.
Easy gas.
Free and easy.
I showed it to my son, and I go, how long? Tell me what's so amazing about this. And he goes, I mean, what's going on? I mean, looks good, like he always
does.
Doesn't
have that leg kick.
I kept looking. Is he going to do one of his balancing where he stops kind of and waits? And no, it's got balance. He's got good balance. Really nice. And then he goes, oh, he's not left-handed. Yeah. It took a second to realize that he was doing that left-handed. My goodness, that guy is amazing.
Just boom, free and easy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get outs. He could get outs that way. I mean, he throws as hard as Nestor Cortez does from the left side. I mean, honestly, like, Nestor's blowing guys away last night with 90, 91. He's incredible. He's incredible. And I have no doubts. I had the greatest exchange yesterday, and I sent it to you guys, with one Ruben Niebla. And we follow each other on Instagram. I don't bug him too much, but, I mean, obviously, if you listen to the show, you know how much we don't just like Ruben Niebla. We adore Ruben. So
the best.
You saw yesterday that article come out, and they were talking about the pitch tipping and all of that. And Ruben had said, yeah, I actually, after the iPad thing got, you know, happened, I got 36 DMs. So I DM'd him yesterday. He goes, 30, I said, 36 DMs? That's light work. I said, I got 100. About the screaming lady last night, and he writes back, ha ha, yeah, but they weren't asking you to fix her. And I went, oh my God, what a...
All right.
Like, brilliant...
PSA.
Brilliant pitching coach and stand-up comedian Ruben Niebla.
I don't know that 36 fans ever need to send,
yes,
Ruben Niebla,
please,
anything about the Padres and the pitching staff in particular, as if he doesn't know about it,
yeah,
isn't aware of
we
it.
We told
correct.
You.
Correct.
I promise you, they were well aware of it before the iPad thing even happened.
It's so funny, because I get so... I used to get really mad, and I don't know why. It's a real good psychological experiment. Why, when I look at Twitter sometimes, and I see, like, somebody on their Twitter that didn't, like, ever play and doesn't play, and they're like, he needs to do this with his hands. He needs to be this. He needs to actually get under that a little bit more. Whatever, right? It used to make me really mad. Now, I just look at it like comedy. Like, I look at it and I go, this is amazing. I'm never leaving this app, because I've got this guy. He's telling Fernando Tatis Jr. how to hit. Like, I'll never leave it. He's telling Jeremiah Estrada how to pitch. And I said, it's brilliant. And now I look at it as comedy. I've just changed my mindset on it. Ruben knows about the iPads. He knows about the tipping. He knows, they know about all of it. I don't think you're going to catch those guys by surprise very much.
If you have any sort of public-facing profession and you are on social media, people will tell you how to do your job. That's just...
It's true.
It's just a truth now in the age of social media.
I get it all the time. All the time. I've said it before. I'm in the... My two passions in life are this career, the radio career, and baseball. And it's the things that everybody thinks that they know how to do. And it really took me a long time to get over the frustration of that. And once I did, now I said, I just look at it as comedy.
Now, that's not to say that we're always right or know how to do everything perfectly.
I'm rarely
That is far from the case. But remember, whenever you're sharing your opinion, whether it's to a baseball coach or player or radio or TV host or someone that you watch, keep in mind, they've probably been doing it for a very long time. And you may have your own opinions of how you'd like it to be done, but we are doing our show for a larger audience, not just for you, sir or ma'am. And perhaps your preference is not entirely the most effective way to go about our job, even though you'd probably be happier if we did it your way.
It really is. It's the two things.
It's not Burger King.
Maybe that's just my... Maybe that's just my vacuum that I live in, but it's really, I'm like, this is really the two things on the planet that everybody thinks they know how to do, and it's really hard to do both, to play baseball and do this. But I got one the other day. This guy's like, bro, I got in the car. I was in the car. I was dropping my kid off to school. It was between, he said, it was 8:15 to 8:30, and I didn't hear 1 second of Padres baseball. And I this sucks, man. And I go, well, we go to commercial at 8:15. We come back. We do Take on Woods for 5 minutes, and then we're right back into it. I was like, "I'm sorry that it's not on demand for you." And he laughed. He's like, oh, "I get it." I said, "It's just timing, you know. It's just timing."
You know those restaurants where you look at the menu and it says no modifications.
Yeah, no modifications.
We need one of those signs.
Well, because we do modify. We will modify. We'll change. You know, we're pretty malleable.
Well, we can. I mean, you know, we're the chefs. If we want to make some changes to the menu, we're certainly authorized to do that. We don't take like special requests though to change and modify your menu every single morning. I'm sorry, you get it the way we serve it to you, and either you like it and you eat it, or on that day maybe you pass on the dish and you hope the specials are better tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, it was awesome, man. It's been a great, you know, again, what I'd love to see from them, this goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Finish the job today. You know, that team I watched a clip Darren Smith put out the other day on his podcast, and he's talking about he goes, it looks like the Giants have given up. So when a team has given up, and it does, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that I think you say and
can they stop giving up when they play the Dodgers later in the year?
Correct. We need them to, you know, well, they are true rivals, but I'm telling you, man, I looked at that and I went, yeah, I watched them last night, and they don't look super fired up to be out there. Kind of a long season for them. Finish the job today. That would make me very, very happy. Don't get into that. Hey, we won the series. We're good. Like, it's that time of year where you can start to bury people. And I'd love to see that killer instinct, because the Padres, as somebody put it on Twitter, and I wish I could say the real word on the air because it holds a lot more weight, but they play FU baseball. That's what they do. And I'd love to see them go out and continue to play FU baseball today and go ahead and get that sweep.
All right, we'll talk more Padres baseball coming up. Don't Do This is next.
Ooh, and I bet you know me. I bet you were giddy yesterday.
No,
come on.
No,
come
because
on.
You know I'm not really one to criticize, like I just said, like I just claimed. TV, radio, tough job.
Yep.
I'm not one to tell you how to do your job, but there is a certain building that's right across the street that made a really bad mistake yesterday. And they know they did, and you know, they're owning it.
How did this even
But I am happen? Still curious how this happened, because I know that if my employer had made the same mistake, I would certainly expect to be absolutely lit up today.
And livid.
I would be so mad if that happened at my place.
You didn't feel any joy? Not even a smidge of joy?
No. The only joy I felt was, I'm so glad that's not me today.
Okay, that's fair.
The only thing.
I believe you. We'll talk about that next. And we've got an update on the the gambling kid from the University of Oklahoma. We can talk about that, too. There's a new twist in it. I don't know that I buy it, but we will talk about that as well.
I'll say I know I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
That is next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And after I tell you about SDFatLoss.com, it was my secret. It's not really a secret anymore. I know so many tier ones who've lost so much weight. People in this building who have lost so much weight. The secret is out. It's just a matter of whether you're ready to start losing up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. That's how you do it with SDFatLoss.com. Your counselor, your coach is going to explain it to you when you get your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Here are the basics. You're eating real food, stuff you normally eat from the grocery store. For me, it was a lot of chicken and steak, but they can tailor it to whatever your favorites are. Veggies, yeah, you're eating healthy. You're eating at certain times and certain portions, but there's no bars or mixes, no shakes, nothing like that. There's no exercise required, and there's no injections. So it's natural, it's effective, and it's sustainable. After I lost the weight, 40 pounds in 60 days, I've kept the weight off 2 full years now. That was 2 summers ago, and I feel as great as I did after I lost the weight. Do it today. Start now and take $200 off in the month of August with the SDFatLoss.com special. It's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
DDT on a Wednesday, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Woods, why don't you get us started with, well, you know what?
It's a cautionary tale is what it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
You know, maybe... Yeah, no, you're right. It's cautionary.
I think it's cautionary tale. Rowdy Tellez was signed by the Texas Rangers, and he was doing an interview yesterday, and he was on foul territory, and they asked him, you know, how's it going in Texas so far, and he talks about a local radio show that he went on when he very first got signed and did not have the world's best experience. Listen to this.
Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And they were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. Then they called me the Girthquake or something stupid. And
did you feel like they took it too far there? When they were on with you? Like, was it...
No,
I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny. I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid, so we'll leave it at that.
Imagine the panic if you're, like, trying to do a bit. Now, I just saw in the comments, somebody said, oh, well, he's kind of... They celebrate, like, bigger athletes. And it's like, yeah, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that they have this shtick going on
without having heard the clip.
No context.
If they don't say anything like, all right, now, Rowdy, this is something we've been doing for years or whatever. I still don't know that I would do that to the guy's face.
Call him the what?
The Girthquake. Like, earthquake, but girthquake.
And also, like, hey, so what do you like to eat, Chubbs? You know, what are you going to have? Tubby? Yeah, a guy tweeted me last week, join a gym, fatty. Never feels good.
How did you gain all the weight?
That's funny when it's like directed at the three of us.
Yeah, but not like...
Not to a player.
It's wild.
I mean, there has been obviously successful sluggers, you know, dating back to Babe Ruth. You know, Cecil Fielder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
big boys.
The big...
Mutt always puts him on his softball team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Mudd puts him on a shuffle team.
I don't know, maybe Rowdy Tellez would also feel a little off about that, even you know, joking about it at all. I mean, it's not wrong to be sensitive about your weight or personal appearance. I don't think anyone thinks like Rowdy Tellez is not a good athlete. He's obviously a great athlete. Yeah. He's a professional baseball player. You know, they come in all shapes and sizes.
They really
in
do.
Baseball,
it's the
though.
Beauty of baseball.
And yeah, it sounds like whatever bit they were trying to do really fell flat.
Didn't land.
Didn't know what show that was.
It was 105.3 The Fan.
Ooh.
One of our
Odyssey?
Yeah. I don't know what show though.
Ouch.
Speaking I wonder if their program director is just glad that the viral clip.
Hey, at least we got it out there.
Well, I mean, they might be saying the same thing across the street this morning. Because it definitely went viral yesterday.
Oh, man, it did.
When the television station right across the street, NBC7 in San Diego, sent out a tweet, a story about all the Dodgers and their walk-up songs. Just a fun little feature piece. Walk It Like You Talk It, the official Los Angeles Dodgers 2025 walk-up songs.
From NBC7 San Diego.
Yep, NBC. It's still on the website. I'm looking at it right now. They did.
Is it on their website or LA's website?
San Diego. NBCSanDiego.com/news/local/walk-it-like-you-talk-it. The official LA Dodgers 2025.
As you can imagine.
Oh, my God. It went.
Padres fans in San Diego.
They were incensed.
Absolutely lost their minds on NBC7 San Diego. And I would have done the same thing. If I was Darnay, and Paulie's texted at him, if we want to get a comment from him, they tried to, you know, play it off. I think they deleted the tweet later, but...
Why not delete the page, too?
Yeah. The article's still up. Can I read some of the article to you guys real quick?
Please. I'd love to hear some of the fascinating Morgan Wallen songs.
Yeah, here it is. Every year in spring, the Dodgers reiterate the same talk. World Series or bust. In 2024, they finally talk the talk and walk the walk. Team finally got their long-deserved parade down Vin Scully Avenue and celebrated with their fans inside a packed house at Dodger Stadium with a performance by Ice Cube. Dave Roberts actually spread his butt cheeks apart. Oh, that's not an ad. I just added that. And if the Dodgers dominated, they fall, they surpassed. And if the Dodgers dominated, they fall, they surpassed it in winter. Doesn't make any sense at all.
The fall.
I guess.
I think they did.
Then they talked about all their additions. For fans, new players provide an opportunity to get to know the unfamiliar faces they will watch take the field every day. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then it lists every single walk-up song for the LA Dodgers. Every
I know
single
that,
one.
That there are people asking the question, how does this happen? And while I do not work over there, I have a fairly, as someone who's worked in local TV for more than 20 years, I have a fairly good idea of how it happens. NBC 7 in San Diego and NBC 4 in Los Angeles are both owned by the same company. So,
is it NBC?
It is NBC.
Okay.
ABC 10 is not owned by Disney ABC. We are owned by EW Scripps, and we affiliate. We license out agreements and carry ABC programming. ABC 7 in Los Angeles, I believe, is an O&O, they call them, an owned and operated. But even with them, we will share some content. If there's like a car chase that's like through the freeways of Southern California, and it's like driving down from L.A. to Orange County, we can pick up some of their feed, you know, their helicopter feed, and put it on the air if it's, you know, relevant to San Diego viewers. So when you are owned and operated, you have things like content hubs where it's, you know, stories are pushed out to multiple websites. And for the most part, like, hey, you know, top 10 restaurants in Southern California.
Sure.
Fine. It can go everywhere. Someone didn't uncheck a box and say, don't send this one down to the San Diego hub, because this would be a very inappropriate story for us to tweet out and push on our website. The author of the story is a reporter from Los Angeles.
Yeah, Michael Duarte.
It's probably was not even like approved or went through anyone in San Diego before
There's
it went on their website. It was definitely a mistake.
There needs to be a fail-safe.
Someone
like
did not do the final check, you know, just say, hey guys, let's not do this. And someone didn't react fast enough when, do you know what we just tweeted? I mean, could have saved it if it just had gone down in like 10 seconds. Like, nope, delete. It stayed up for far too long. And they wore it yesterday. I would have been incensed if I had seen that from our ABC 10 News account.
I know we have.
I would have been really, really mad and calling very quickly and saying, someone get rid of that. Now.
Panicked.
Like I would have been
a full-blown panic.
But I might not have seen it for an hour. I mean, who knows? I could have been on the Peloton, missing, like, what? We did what? If you see anything from ABC 10 that looks like that, please, like, call me immediately,
I will
react appropriately.
I thought it was brilliant that Julian Delgadio from Fox 5 then put out.
Say, I know we have a do this. This is like an honorary.
It's kind of an honorary do this. But that kind of oversight would never happen on this radio station.
No.
Would never. Nothing.
No.
It could never happen.
The Padres have slayed the dragon again.
Imagine. Mistakes do happen.
Mistakes happen.
Yeah, Julian put out his content of Padres walk-up songs, which he didn't like go out and do that story yesterday. That was something I think he did early in the season and just like thought, oh, this would be a good day to bring this one back up. I'm sure Darnay was like,
he was so
seething.
I was watching his tweets and he was like, hey, here's a different story. Can anyone read this one? He's a legend. I love Darnay. He handled it perfectly.
He did.
And he had the meme, you know, the guy like resting his hands in his head. It's like, don't give the shrapnel to that guy, you know, at the end of the day. But oh my God.
Darnay, I promise you, Darnay would have nothing to do with that.
No, he would not be like, hey, this will be funny. Watch this. Nobody wants that smoke. It was incredible. It was incredible.
All right, finally, a little weird doo-doo this morning.
D-D mega doo-doo.
So we had the story yesterday about John Mateer, the quarterback transfer Washington State to Oklahoma, who got caught with fans or opposing fans looking at his Venmo
from years ago
and saying, oh, this is interesting. Sports gambling. That's a no-no for any college football player, especially a quarterback. Now, he came out with a statement yesterday, and I think this is genius. Because who among us has not written like a fake Venmo reason when we send? In fact, we rarely say the real reason sometimes
rarely.
When we Venmo someone.
Yeah. If you're being serious, though, I think you're a rube.
But how are they ever going to prove it? He said, hey, just an inside joke. I wasn't really gambling. The allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of the matter, but recognize that taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise.
But he said in one of them, sports gambling, UCLA versus USC.
That's a really inside joke. That's a
you
real
you just funniest. Don't get it, bro.
It's
yeah,
so
you don't
funny.
Get it.
You don't get it. It's inside. Disprove it, though. I think he's in the clear. I think this solves his problems.
So he just straight up said, wasn't me.
Just kidding. I was actually paying him back for
look at that inside joke. Sports gambling, UCLA versus USC.
I'm assuming that there was a UCLA-USC game that November because that's about the time
they
usually play.
Somebody pulled it up. Yep. I don't know. I mean, you think he handled it perfectly.
I don't think there's anything you can go back if the NCAA goes like, I mean, we can't prove anything. A Venmo transaction is not a smoking gun, which hold up in a court of law.
True. True.
I think he's good to go.
All right. Probably won't get in any trouble at all. Yeah, I mean, we always put funny stuff in ours and little emojis and whatnot. But, definitely, that's one way to look at it, that he did it the right way. Just the deny. I'm just going to
deny.
Wouldn't me.
It's an easy deny.
Yeah. Right.
That's don't and do this.
Sorry, Darnay. We love you.
For a Wednesday. Sorry, Darnay.
It's not your fault.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Is he slightly less handsome now? Does that
No.
That he's more handsome. Change
anything. He's more handsome. The way
now.
He handled it.
Even more handsome.
Yeah. The way he handled it is. It
I
makes
saw
him more
that he tweeted he's about to turn the big 4-0.
Oh. Yeah. Have fun.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
Welcome to
here.
The other side.
Yeah, no kidding.
Darnay.
Yeah, James says, so the doo-doo message is deny and lie. You want people to deny and lie.
All right, I will admit we were trying to squeeze that third don't do this story into do this today and didn't really want to change our format because we don't make any modifications.
Fair.
All right, when we come back, the rest of baseball, more Padres talk. Paulie, you've got
something?
Talking to Woods. Oh, you were talking to Woods over there. Probably prepping him for something that he's got to do here in a second. But we'll be back. More Padres on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, as I told you, I'm a little bit out of sorts this morning. Ben had to bring me gas station water because the EcoWater system here needs a little refresh. And I did not fill up at home, and I am. It's kind of thrown me off. I don't have my EcoWater this morning, and I want to make sure that I get it as soon as I get out of here or they get the machine fixed. But you can get the EcoWater system in your home. We've got it flowing through every single pipe, comes out of every single faucet, and it is truly, truly a game changer. Your skin feels better, your hair feels better, coffee tastes better, everything is phenomenal. You can totally taste the difference with EcoWater. You get bottled quality water straight from your tap. Their alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. Clean water also deserves clean air. They will do state-of-the-art air purification in your home. We've got four cats, man. Like, you have to do that. And two kids. So we've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family, all thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now, just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or head on over to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Have them come out and at least do the free in-home water test for you, show you what you're currently drinking and washing your food in, washing your children in. Again, let them know I sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got some bad news during our break. The fleas in our house from our dog. Did the bath, did the medicines. They're not going away. Need to get the pest control people in. I'm not even sure, like flea bomb or something.
Oh, no, they have to tent your house.
No, we did the tent. We did the termites already. You don't have to tent your house with fleas, right?
You got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Saw a big problem. My dog has fleas. And now the fleas are like in the couch and the carpet because the dog likes to sleep on the couch and on the carpet. It's the worst.
Sorry.
I'm just going to enjoy the Padres win for now.
The hits just keep coming. I am so petrified of lice. Both my kids are long hairs. And they go to school with other kids and, you know, hundreds of other kids. And school started yesterday. And I remember the days of being in school and them doing the lice tests. And I never had it. Not to my knowledge. I don't remember
ever having to do that. Maybe once.
They used to march us into a room, and you'd wait in line, and you would sit in the chair, and they'd comb.
They'd go through your hair with the comb and check for the lice.
When they would send.
It's humiliating, first of all. So they try
might
not
as well
to,
pull my pants
they
down.
Try not to do that to kids anymore, Paulie.
All right, let's
they
see.
Had no problem humiliating
none.
All of us when we were children.
Paulie.
None at all.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's get the ruler out. Okay. Like they would comb through their hair and then they would be like they would ship them off and they're looking at your buddies looking at you and you're like, tell everybody I love them. Like they're being dragged away. It was insane. And now you know, with my kids and their long hair, I'm like, if they get lice, you know, you just feel infested. Is that how you feel? Feel itchy now?
Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah.
All of a sudden, very you're like, itchy. You won't be able to sleep tonight. Like, you have to get it done today.
I know. I don't know how fast they can get out and treat the home, but
it's like Benny. 5 years ago, I was taking a COVID test. Like one of the first, I think it was the first COVID test that I had taken once they became available and was in this like area or whatever. And they just, for whatever reason, they were like calling people out in front of the whole group. They're just like, is Mike here? Mike, you're good to go. Sarah? Was there a Sarah here?
Come see us.
What happened to
Sarah? Well, you're good to go. You can leave. And then they go, Paul? And I go, right here. Come speak with us, please.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
I go, dude, that walk, that was like the worst walk of shame ever. I was like walking through this. I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
You know,
there's so much unknown. And I was a false positive. It's fine.
It brings back a memory because we talked this morning. I asked Ben if he would on his way stop and get me a water. And it's a, you know, it's an inconvenience, certainly, but you needed gas. And I remember the worst thing that someone asked me to do for them. Speaking of fleas and unwanted bugs, I had a buddy in college. Yep. He got crabs. And he couldn't bring himself to go into Walgreens and get it. The
medication.
Rid. And he said, can you please do it for me? And I go,
what?
I go, yeah, I'll do it. I don't have crabs. So I went in and bought it for
him. What does it matter if you do or don't? If you buy it, they think it's you for you. Well, you can say this is for my friend. They're not going to believe you.
I knew it wasn't for me.
It doesn't matter what you know. It matters what the person at the counter thinks.
But again, I knew it. So I had no problem going to buy those for him. It's my buddy Chad, dude. He was so.
Chad.
Yeah, of course it was Chad. And I.
Wait, Chad got crabs? Really?
And I remember.
Shocker.
I remember him saying, like he was visibly upset. Like not crying, but like he was pretty close and he was panicked. I go, dude, I got it. Like, I'll do it for you. I'll just go do it. And he drove me, gave me the money, and I walked in. I walked right up and I go, boom. And I gave the guy it was like expensive. It was like $14 or something. I was like, here you go. And then, of course, you go home and you open the instructions together. And all right, go in there, take this comb, do what you're supposed to. I'm reading the instructions to him. It was really, I'll never forget it. But I had no problem. I had no problem doing it for him. But
I'm impressed.
You talk about an inconvenience. But it was, I was laughing because it was one of those things where it's like, well, clearly I've dodged some bullets and he clearly did not.
Didn't you say that like you don't like buying feminine hygiene products?
No, I don't like buying feminine hygiene products.
Why would that bother you?
It's because it was, I don't know, maybe I'm a sexist or something. I had no problem.
That makes no sense at all. They know that you're not buying them for yourself.
I know, of course. You're right. Logically, what you're saying makes sense. But when my wife's like, can you get me some tampons? I'm like, can you just order them and have them delivered instead? You order everything else. Just do that. It's been, I mean, rare occasions that I've done that. But, I don't know. Maybe I took some sick joy in the fact that he had it and I didn't. So I was like, I'm happy to buy this for you. And I'm happy to watch you suffer a little bit. So yeah, I had to go in and buy the RID kit. And it was,
is wild that you would buy that.
He didn't ask
and
you
not
to apply it, did you?
No, I told you, I helped him. He went to the bathroom and I'm like, all right, now. Cover the area. See that comb? Use that comb and make sure you're getting everything in the toilet. And you got to let it sit for 5 minutes or whatever. It was hysterical. Hysterical. And I think I took a little bit of delight in it. I don't know why, because I'm weird like that. But yeah, the comb was the thinnest comb you have ever seen. You couldn't get this comb through your hair in your head. You just couldn't. I mean, it was so thin. So yeah, good luck with your fleas. What do you do? Who do you even call?
I don't know. I'm calling my pest control company.
I'm so sorry. Charlie Sorcerer says, Sherwood's your friend. I swear. I've told everything about myself. I would tell you. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I had crabs. I didn't. I had to go buy this for a friend. Chad. I mean, I'll give you his last name if you want.
But get him on the air, Paul.
Get him on the air. Remember that when I had to buy your RID? It was unbelievable. So, yeah. So now here's the thing. Rod says, so now, Ben, you have to vacuum it. You have to go over your house with a fine-tooth comb.
I don't have carpets. I have like one rug, and that's it. So, you know, worst case scenario, just throw it out if we had to. But hopefully spray and vacuuming and, you know. And the dog's very short-haired.
Yes,
that's
very short-haired.
She's not a long, she's a very short-haired dog.
Now, did you notice like a lot of...
I didn't. My son did.
Yeah.
And he went and took for like flea bath and medication
and
everything.
Work.
And he says it's not really working. We still see it on her. And now we see it elsewhere, unfortunately, too.
You're making my skin crawl, actually. My skin is crawling. I'm sorry. That's a nightmare. It kind of throws you off your game for the day.
A little bit. All right. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
On the aside.
Well, that's why we put our phone in the cubby.
Padres are tied first in the NL West.
That's right.
So good.
And we will get back to the Padres
talk.
Don't
bring your fleas in here. I'm begging you right now.
I don't
know
how to avoid it now.
Great.
I'm
great.
Sorry. Yeah.
Great. Great. So now we all have fleas. Paul, you have fleas now.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you.
After traffic here on 97.3 The Fam. All right, Padres needed that win yesterday because, of course, take advantage of the Dodgers' loss, but also around the rest of baseball, you got picked up some ground on the Phillies as well.
The Dodgers have a problem.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Phillies lost to the Reds 6-1, which means now the Padres and Dodgers just a game and a half behind the Phillies for the second divisional spot.
Dodgers, you got problems.
Well, seem to have some problems right now. Which is ultimately the goal. You know, winning the division doesn't really matter if you're the third division winner. You're essentially just a wild card team then.
I haven't heard anything that you've said. All I've been focusing on was that drop that Paulie just pulled out of the thin air.
And the Dodgers have a problem.
And my itchy head. Now new? My scalp. Yes, that's brand
is that new.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. I thought we had played that already.
Dodgers, my head is itching. My scalp is itching now. Oh, man. He's infected as the rally flea, as it were. Oh, that's so good. Sorry. All right. Tell me again about your...
So here's the thing. I know that if you win the division title, you get to put a banner up.
Sure.
And you won the division title. But in reality, if the goal is winning the World Series, being the third division winner is no better than winning the wild card. You still have to play the wild card series.
Okay.
So
yes.
The Padres... You not only have to beat the Dodgers, you have to pass the Phillies as well to make sure that you get that bye in the first round.
Now, as far as like tiebreakers and all that, like the Dodgers
head-to-head is the first
head-to-head. Tiebreaker. The Dodgers have the tiebreaker on us now.
Right.
Well, Padres
would have to win 5 out of the 6 remaining games.
Ooh, wow. That's a lot.
To get the tiebreaker. Now, if they did that, the tiebreaker probably wouldn't matter that much because you'd be well ahead of the Dodgers at that point.
Right.
So you figure at the end of the year, Padres are probably going to have to finish at least a game ahead of the Dodgers if you're going to win the division. Tiebreaker, you probably lose it, and you go to the wild cards.
This is that time of year, though, that makes my head spin. When you start doing this, I look at you, and I'm trying hard to understand it, but
so,
my eyes glaze over.
The third division winner and the first wild card get to host those series at least.
Yes.
We've seen the Padres do that last year against the Braves.
Yep.
We've also seen them go on the road against the Mets, and they advanced both times. So
yes.
It's not impossible to go forward, but the goal right now is not just winning the division. That is simply bragging rights. The goal is to get one of the top two seeds and have that, you know, no risk of losing. And I know that the narrative the last few years has been, oh, those teams that wait around for the division series, they don't do that well because, you know, they get, you know, they're no longer hot. They haven't played in 5 days and then they have to finally go back out there. You remember that playing the wild card series, you could lose the wild card series.
Right.
Half the teams that play the wild card series lose the wild card series. You do not want to have to play that series. Even if maybe the team that wins it has some good momentum, that's great. Remember, the team that loses it goes, God, I wish we had just won the division and gotten the bye because then we wouldn't have had to play that wild card series. So you are always going for the bye if you can get it. And now, amazingly, it's in play for the San Diego Padres. It's not something we really even thought about at the beginning of the year.
And so based on where the standings sit right now, the Brewers they're good.
Brewers are like 6 up on everybody. unless they collapse,
they're
going for the number one seed probably pretty easily.
Okay, so then it's
the number two seed you're looking for.
Phillies.
It would be, the Phillies right now are the team that they're a game and a half up on the Padres and Dodgers now. For that second seed. So not only do you have to finish ahead of the Dodgers, but you also have to cheer against the Phillies. Those are the two biggest teams now in your scoreboard watching every single night that you care the most about. Now, you can also cheer against the Cubs. You can cheer against the Mets and the Reds because you want to put as much distance as possible. But ultimately, what the Padres are playing for, those are the two teams you want to lose as much as possible.
Phillies are tied, right? Head-to-head?
They split the 6 games. I don't know what the next tiebreaker is.
Is it like runs scored or something?
Differential? I have no idea.
I need you to do this as an exercise every day from here on out. Tell me who I need to be rooting for every night. That's something I would
like
to
do. We can do that. But the simple answer is, of course, you're rooting against the Dodgers right now, and you are rooting against the Phillies.
Okay. Do you even care what the Brewers do at this point?
Intra-division record, which means record within your division. That may be just for division, though. I'm not sure.
So
I'm going to have to do some research on this one. I'll get back to you on the tiebreaker beyond head-to-head.
I don't know. Like,
if it comes down
to it. I get what you're saying, but winning the West this year would be effing incredible.
But
it would be incredible
unless you finish in the top two.
No, it would still be incredible. Winning the West
cool.
this year would be incredible.
We'll come back hour number three, including Take on Woods and more next year on The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.